It's been more than a week since an explosion destroyed the homes and the lives of many living on Calle Ocho, a street in a poor Guayaquil neighborhood.
My daughter was sleeping with her husband when they heard machine gun fire. They ran to the window when the bomb went off in front of our house.
His daughter and his son-in-law each lost an eye. The magnitude of the explosion left 17 people injured and 5 dead. Authorities suspect it was directed at a drug trafficker nicknamed Cockroach, who reportedly had already left the scene. 36-year-old Roxana Barrios died almost immediately.
My mother's body was found over there.
That explosion has been followed by 2 smaller ones this week in Ecuador's largest coastal city, where in the last year, the murder rate has doubled. The government has responded by declaring a month-long state of emergency, which allows the police and the army to work together to crack down on criminal organizations linked to drug trafficking cartels.
About a year ago, 2 bodies were found hanging from this bridge here in the Durán district. It marked the beginning of an escalation of violence here in Guayaquil. And since then, there have been decapitations, dismemberment of bodies of rival gang members, all of which have become more and more common in a country that had never seen those types of crimes before.
The National Police Director of Investigations says Ecuador's geographic position is mostly to blame.
We are wedged between the world's 2 largest drug producers, Colombia in the north and Peru in the south. We've become embroiled in their logistic network as a transit country. What we're seeing are crimes that are copied from Colombian and Mexican cartels in order to generate terror and panic.
Police have identified at least 26 criminal gangs, some of them small armies, who are fighting each other for the privilege of distributing drugs from here to the rest of the world. In the last 3 days, police have confiscated more than 4 tons of pure cocaine in banana shipments that were earmarked for Europe. But that's small consolation for the people of Calle Ocho, who say the police can't control the violence, which is why they're still living in fear. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Guayaquil, Ecuador.